I don't know what happened.
I don't.
But
we finished recording. I was like, "Oh, are we?"
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened, but to go over everything that I just went over again, this episode of the Unto Block Podcast is brought to you by our good friends at Lola and Doe. Lola and Doe is the number one premier provider of organic and all natural personal care goods for the entire family, men, women, and babies. To combat all of the harmful toxins that plague commercial brand goods, all of Lola and Doe products are organic and all natural, paraben and cruelty free. Shop worry free at lolaanddoe.com and get 10% off your purchase when you enter in promo code Auntie, AUNTIE, at checkout, where nature is universal and washing your ass is essential. So make sure it's clean and fresh. Okay. Please go buy some soap.
Was it good for acne too?
You know what? I don't want to give you any type of keys for this product line because I'm waiting on my stuff so I can do a product review. However,
got you.
Please just bear with me and I will help you out as soon as I get this shipment. Hopefully tomorrow, because I ran out of the soap and I'm pissed. I had to use Dove. And I'm like, I don't even feel clean using Dove anymore. That's crazy. Right. That's crazy. I'm like, what the fuck? But yeah, go shop Lola and Doe soap, you know, promo code. However, this is episode number
52.
100, probably. but this is episode 23. You know what? We're going to do Coon Talk tonight. And I'm glad because we were talking about gentrification. So I'm gonna tie that in with the conversation tonight, and just knock that out completely tonight. So, Coon Talk. Y'all feel like being some coons?
I feel like checking some coons.
Okay. let's attack some coons. So this particular episode is inspired by a series of tweets that hit the timeline yesterday. So we have test subject Crystal M. Fleming with a PhD, and she's verified. I'm at the point now to thinking like maybe I can get verified if I become like this, you know, black man hating black
girl. Haters. Just start hating black men.
Right. So like maybe I'll get a check if I start hating black men. However, we have Crystal M. Fleming with a PhD. I'm not calling her a doctor because I'm just not. So she went on to say that I don't think black men should be allowed to speak about race in public without having first studied black feminism, but that's just me. Okay, then she came back 3 hours later talking about some, or however, amend that. I don't think black men should be allowed to speak about anything in public without first studying black women's work. Then she went on to say, I am absolutely relieved to be in a relationship where I do not have to shoulder the burden on tending to my partner's racial wounds.
And then, is that what it is?
Right. Listen. And then she said, especially when you do this kind of work on white supremacy and oppression day in, day out, practicing interracial love can be very healing. So my
girl, shut the fuck up.
Right. My whole entire perception, by the way, this is a light-skinned black woman that dates a white woman. So that's just right there. That's, you know. That's how that cookie crumbles. I hate black men, so I'm going to tell them they can't talk about shit regarding black, what is it, black women?
As if they're not black.
Right. And then when you go and date, you know, you're a black woman, and you're dating a white woman, and then you feel that you are completely compelled to say the bullshit that you just said, and you hold a PhD. Now, first of all, if you're a doctor, you are a doctor that I would not go see, because number one, bitch, black feminism isn't for black
women. Is she a medical doctor or is she like a psychologist or some shit?
Yeah, she's probably a social worker that got her PhD.
The fuck?
She probably got her PhD in women's studies or, you know, gender studies and shit. It ain't probably nothing to, I don't give a shit what she got a PhD in. And that PhD don't mean absolutely nothing when you're tweeting bullshit like this. However, black feminism, because I know you wanted to discuss that.
Coon talk.
Right. Hey. Coon talk. So let's chat.
All right. So to me, black feminism, if you really, first of all, feminism as a whole is about the equality of everyone. We're all supposed to be equal. So you're literally going against what you're studying, what you believe when you bash black men. Because I've never seen any feminist say specifically, well, white men, well, Taiwanese men, well, Vietnamese men, well, Mexican men, well, Cuban, nah, it's only black men who do all the raping and the killing and the, and it's like, hold on. You bashing and you stereotyping a whole group of people. That's literally a contradiction of what you're studying and what you're preaching. Just say you're a coon and that you have low self-esteem and self-identifying issues, or you don't know who your daddy is, or you feel some type of way because you're homely. Let's keep it a buck. Be lesbians and homely ass women who attack black men all day on Twitter. Meanwhile, if in real life, the same bitches like are still letting little Tyrone come creep up in their house and blow their ass out at the end of the day, but because they feel like they have power to speak this stupid, venomous bullshit on Twitter, and they have this platform of idiots following them and highlighting it, they just say retarded shit all day with no factual evidence, no proof. They just spew opinionated shit and make it seem as though, and try to manipulate it as if it's factual. But ask them where, you know, cite your sources. We'll pick up a book. That's all you're gonna get. So at the end of the day, they're extremists, in my opinion, black feminists. You're stupid as fuck. Like, you can't tell a group of people like they're inferior, they have no right to speak on certain things while simultaneously begging for equality. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Begging for white acceptance.
For white acceptance. So just say that you want to be accepted by a white man, and just say you want to be their bed wenches. Just say you want to be their doormats. Just say you just want to be their little science experiments and their pets and move on. Coon, walk your ass on over there. Stop highlighting what black men do and worry about what the fuck you do, because you can only control you. What are y'all really doing for the community? Because people are like, well, we march. Last time I checked, marching ain't changed shit. It just integrated us with a whole bunch of bullshit. But marching, protesting, last time I checked, well, it brings awareness. Okay, well, what implements the change? Because actually, everybody is aware of what's going on. We just may not speak on it, and white people just may act stupid because it's more convenient to act stupid than actually work with people who you're oppressing. Why the fuck would they do that? Well, I just want white people to accept us. Okay, say that. Just say that. Because we all
right, that's so much easier. Just say that you want white people to accept you instead of acting like you have to mask it with something else. Like, what happened? Go ahead, JD. Go ahead.
Are we talking about black feminists? Or are we talking about white feminists? Or are we talking about feminists in general? And then, if we're talking about feminists in general, are we talking about the, how do you say it? Extremist feminist.
That's what this sounds like. She's an extremist.
It's extremist. And they're, okay, they're predominantly on Twitter. I've never met any of these bitches in real life.
No. My sister's one.
She's an extremist? She's one.
Depending on what extremist goes to. Because if we're talking about extremists as in trying to be accepted by whites and all that stuff, no. My sister is more of a, she gets upset. So, like, let me give you an example. One time, me, my sister, my mom went to the movies, right? And the guy who collected the ticket, he gave the ticket back to me instead of my sister, right? So, my sister ended up saying to me, she says, what, was I not capable enough to hold the ticket because I'm a female? Like, you couldn't give the ticket to me because I'm a female, or why did he have to give it to you type thing, right?
So she wanted equality with movie tickets. Gotcha.
Basically. Or just equality, period, because it's more than that. I mean, it's like a whole bunch of stuff that she's done like that, right? But
so I would say your sister's more of a sensitive person.
She's sensitive.
But she's passionate about what she's sensitive about, if you get what I'm saying.
But it's like a movie ticket, bro. Like, it's not like
no.
Well, it's 300 pounds.
It started before that too. So she was wearing a wig, right? Like either pink or purple wig, right? And my mom was like, "That just doesn't look good on you. It's not good for you. Like, mm-hmm. It's just not you."
Right. That's not you. Right.
Yeah, but my sister took that as, "You don't understand me and how I am, and this is what I want, and you can't say it doesn't look good on me, and I like it, da 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 da, right?"
Okay, well.
Well, my opinion is you look shitty in it, wear it.
Right, but I mean, we have our opinions. We don't like it. You might like it, but it just don't, that ain't something that we like on you. But I mean, wear it.
Wear it.
I don't like it.
So,
I'm sick of looking at you in it. Shut up.
So it started there, and then it was just, but it's like this with her all the time, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Oh, this dude, but she doesn't do it like, she's not like, this black person's not a good person. She does it across the board. She doesn't care your race or whatever the case would be. It's just feminist all the way type thing, right? And so that's why I was asking him, like, is it, because is that extremist? I don't think that's extremist. I think that's just the feminist. I think that's just the black feminist thing. Because white feminists.
I think that your sister nitpicks.
Is what?
Yeah, I think your sister nitpicks.
Yeah. I think she's hypersensitive. Like,
right. And the problem with that is every little thing, like, she's walking into every single situation.
She picking
like,
for shit.
Right, picking for shit. Like, bro, how can you live like that? Like, that is the most annoyingest shit ever. Now, I will understand if she's, like, at work or, like, in a professional setting. Like, I will understand feminism more so in that type of setting than her mad because she didn't get a movie ticket. Like, bitch, JD, give her the movie ticket. Just give it to her.
Well, so the thing is, she might be like that at work. Like, I mean, she lives in Chicago now, so, you know, I don't.
But that's where her feminism should be. It should be in settings like that. It shouldn't be
It's in every setting, bro. Like, everything.
Bro, like, your sister's just a nitpicker.
And most self-proclaimed feminists are, though. Like, I remember when I was a waitress, I would hand, like, you know, you come out from to hand out the check or whatever, and I remember, like, a female attacking me. Why are you going to assume he's going to pay the check? Ever since then, I just put the shit in the middle of the table. The fuck is wrong with you? I'm just then one time I handed it to the female, and it got attacked by her and her niggas, so it's like, oh, I'm just going to put it in the table. Y'all fight over it.
Right,
but that is true. That is true because the thing is that they feel like the equality thing is supposed to be like, oh well, I can do just as much as he can, so you can give me the check or whatever, just like you can give him the check. Or it's just they use a lot of fucking I don't even know how to describe it. Like everything,
a lot of tedious shit. They try to make it a big thing.
My problem with that situation is, It's just common knowledge that bitches don't pay for dates. They don't pay for their food. So
why get upset if you are gonna pay for it?
Right, I understand that, but it's just like that's how everything is now. It's like bitches complain about paying for
everything.
Food, so it's like it's not nothing that you did intentionally. Like you didn't give the dude the tab because you knew she wasn't paying. But just by her mindset, it's just like, oh, they must be on Twitter a lot. They must think bitches ain't paying for food. This, that, and third. Bitches can pay for food. I'll pay for this food. Like, bro, it's just not.
I think it's lack of.
You know what's funny though?
I need some dick.
You know
what's
funny?
That's your problem.
Folks will go broke to try to prove themselves.
Yes.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Like they'll say, oh, you don't think I can pay? I can pay. And then after they pay, it's like,
your car got declined, ma'am.
No, not even that. Got declined, but the fact of now they pay for it. Now they got to try to figure out what they're going to do because they didn't calculate that money going that way, right?
Right.
So how they spent the money, it's like, shit. Later on, it's like, fuck. Then it becomes he should have paid for that.
They just really confused. Like, feminism, if you want to talk about it from a white aspect, it didn't even include black people, especially right. Black women, because at that time, we didn't have the same rights as white women. They were a step above, of course, because they were the ones who were beating the shit out of the women who the master was raping. And then we just got to the point where we were kind of sort of free. And there was white women who were like, all right, I'm sick of my drunk ass husband coming home and beating my ass. I'm sick of sitting here and being dependent on this white man. I should have the same equal opportunities as him. And also within that time period, all the men got shipped out. What was it? World War I? They were gone. So all the women were doing everything. It's like, okay, we have skills and we're capable of doing this stuff. We should have the right to go to work. We should have the right to make the same amount as you. We should have rights. We should have the right to have a say so in politics. That did not ever include black women. Black women branched out on their own thing as far as wanting equality for black women. That in its entirety is separate. So when black feminists are like, you're so stupid, you don't know your history, we took over that movement. No, bitch, we did our own thing. And white people are like, oh, I like what you're doing, let me go ahead and snatch some ideas real quick, and went on it that way. Like, there's literally white feminists who say they don't fuck with black people. So it's like, my confusion comes into play with black feminists, because I don't really care about speaking on white feminists, because them bitches, some make sense and some are extreme as shit. Like, y'all complain about the most tedious shit, and then when it's in your favor, you flip it to these double standards that are okay sometimes. No, if we're gonna go straight across the board, y'all have to pay for certain things too. The good, the bad, and the ugly. If we truly want equality, not only just in the workplace, it started as a workplace thing, started as a political thing, but you want equality in life, well, them same little elementary school teachers keep fucking on these little boys need to do time like the men. The same women who keep smacking their husbands upside the head, well, guess what, bitch? You about to get knocked out. Y'all don't like that, though. No, we're women. It's like they play that bullshit fence, and it's like, no, like, you must be confused or something, because you want equality at the end of the day. And or if shit is too hard, they're like, no, a man can do it. But you just bitch about how you want to do it so bad.
Right.
With you them, mad, like, you like,
want to take the garbage out. Now, since the garbage really stink, now you really don't want to take it out. And now you're talking about, well, why can't he do it? But bitch, you want to take out the trash so bad.
You wanted to.
Now it's a problem.
Well, then my other thing, too, is, right, like, what came up with this? Who started the whole you can't say female shit? Like,
I don't know. That shit was weird, though. It's disrespectful to say female.
Where it was like, oh, well, you could be talking about a dog, or you could be talking about a cat.
I mean, a dog is a is a bitch. So, I mean, you can play how you want to play. I can either call you a female, or I can call you a bitch. What I don't get is,
what, like, if I'm talking to you, if I'm saying a female, you think I'm talking about a female dog or a female frog or something?
See, those are the people that
cry about everything.
Every single day, complaining about everything. They don't have no friends. They don't go outside barely. They can barely keep a job, and they're miserable. So for them to come online and be like, oh, female is a derogatory term. Well, bitch, what other options do I have? I'm filling out an application. What do I put?
Bye.
I don't want to answer. I choose not to disclose it. That whole trend of, you know, female being...
That shit was weird to
offensive.
Like, how is female offensive? How do you know they want to be called a female? Like, we have like 8 different genders. Like, okay, first of all, wait a minute.
Shit is offensive. You fucking with my intelligence. Come on.
Like,
now.
It's like every time, every day is, well, it haven't been anything that bad as of lately. It seemed like a lot of feminists and stuff like that kind of been tuning it down, like, a lot. I haven't really seen too much until you get these black women that feel so comfortable criticizing black men while dating white men and, you know, white women. But, like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Like, they're the same ones that get mad when a black man go and talk down on a black female.
But then they praise when black females marry white men and condemn black men marrying white women. Okay, what do you want at the end of the day? Because you're dating a white man. So I'm confused at how you have a say-so. And what's going on in relationships within black people when your ass copped out because you feel as though whitey can treat you better? Because let's keep it a buck.
Doesn't make sense. You went and married you a white man, but you're mad because this black man don't want to date black women, but you yourself as a black woman don't even want to date a black man. What he's doing ain't none of your business.
It really isn't. Why are you speaking?
Let him do exactly what he's doing. He has a preference just like you. If you want to be a bed wench, go and be a bed wench. If he want to go and lay down with a white woman, I don't know what they call them, but let him go and lay down with a white woman. If he ain't bothering nobody, let him do his thing. And a lot of people get mad when they see black men with white women talking about some, oh, they're talking down. Like, bro, did y'all remember when that black dude posted a picture next to his, I don't know if she was white or if she was Hispanic, and they dragged them because he took a picture with her, and they dragged that couple for no reason because he dated outside his race. But let that have been reversed. Let that have been a black woman with a white man.
Go, girl. Go, sis. Well, you got it. Well,
you know what's funny, though, is every movie, if you look at every movie, right, if it's a black movie, so to speak, right, if you see the actor with somebody other than either taking a picture or dating someone other than being black, for a black movie, they're like, okay, we're not going to support the movie. The movie doesn't matter, da da da. But then they still watch it anyway. But I noticed that usually happens, the biggest time it usually happens is when Beyonce drops a CD. That's usually the biggest time you'll see the black feminists like really come out of their shell.
I don't know, like, that, what's her name? Her name is Feminista Jones or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of these bitches, like, honestly, the verified checks, and they say all this extreme shit about black men, I think their followers, their cult followers support them. I think them bitches are broke as shit, and they're like, okay, well, let me tweet. What's gonna keep me relevant? What's gonna keep my followers riled up? What's gonna make my white people happy? Because they be the same bitches on the timeline begging. So,
but you know what? A lot of them, too, they're single. A lot of them, too, they have, let me tell you something, they got kids with black men, and mm-hmm. now they're single mothers. Let's keep it a buck.
With shitty black men, but instead of taking accountability of your
right, choices, so now you since you won't take accountability, men. Now you're this feminist, now you hate black men, now you have this opinion, but then again, at the same time, you can't say nothing, because number one, you're a single mother. Number two, you was out here being scandalous. Number three, the nigga that you was fucking on, he was already in a relationship with somebody else.
Or so he had three felony counts of
right. He so was suspicious you as can't fuck. Like you can't dog black men because you are trash yourself and you just mad.
Well, let's get one big thing straight for all the people who think color defines character. Guess what? Trash people are trash people. Gender, color, religion, your bias, nothing will change that. If you are a fucking shitty person, you have a morally fucked up compass, or you just don't, you're just shady or you're rude, that has nothing to do with being black. That has nothing to do with being white. Now, what, there's stereotypical things within communities, but shit, people, like, being a bad person isn't exclusive to one race. It isn't exclusive to only females, to only males. So to me, that level of thought in itself, and you identifying as a feminist, is so backwards and twisted and contradicting. It's like, you realize what you're saying? You want equality, but you're putting a whole group of people, you literally are putting the bottom of the barrel people. They take bottom of the barrel black men and say all black men are that way. And that's not the truth. Y'all just like to give feed life into the shitty black men. Y'all fuck the shitty black men.
Oh, they love shitty black men. You know why? Because apparently shitty black men got the best dick, and look now.
Don't they?
I mean, hey.
That's not true. My ex is really, he got shit together. He was the best dick of my life. So stop, ladies. It's not a true stereotype.
But either way you put it, and then when they go, when these black women that go on bashing black men, saying that black men are the leading killers of black women, blah, blah, blah.
No, I hate that.
I just wanted to point out that the information that we go and look at on the FBI, like, websites and the statistics and crimes and shit like that, I want y'all to understand a lot of that information is falsified.
Of course, you gotta have agenda.
And then y'all also too have to understand that y'all know that black men get charged for crimes that they did not commit. So that information is inputted in the information for statistics. So by y'all following that those statistics aren't even 100% accurate, and y'all understand how the prison system works and how the criminal justice system does not cater to the black community.
So why are you trying to align yourselves with it? Is my confusion. That's where the coon shit comes in. The system has never worked in the favor of women or men. If you look at, historically speaking, take the word feminism out of it. To me, if you're a good person, you really want equality for all. You don't need a title. That's just what you're supposed to do. That's what on this earth you are supposed to do. So all these titles is like, what the fuck? You want to be in a fucking group? You want to go pledge? Why do you need to be included with other people to do the right thing? So with that, like, being said, it's like, you do the right thing, period. But why do you want to align yourself with a system that has historically and repetitively failed you? Not just you as an African-American, but Native Americans, if you come from that lineage. Africans, if you look at the history and the colonialism in Africa. If you look at even, like, just all across the globe, I don't understand people who want to support white people. I don't understand people who want to feel included in that. It's like you want the bully of the school who keeps beating your ass every day to accept you. You want them one day to say, you know what? Come sit lunch with me. I'm not going to beat your ass. I just want you to sit and enjoy your lunch. And y'all are best friends and walk on, and we just forget about them beating your ass every day and everything is cool. I just don't get it. Like, you can be supportive of certain things without having to be a fucking coon. Like, you literally are shucking and jiving. Like, you're a joke. You black feminists will have white people so comfortable that they feel like they can comment on black people problems. Bitch, you're right. A joke. Like, the fuck?
Right. So, that coon talk is gonna go into, we're on time, too. Gentrification. Now, they will call probably us a coon, depending on how we
or pick-me's or whatever the fuck they want to call
right. Them. Well, you can't call me a pick-me for this type of situation, because, number one, like, bro, it's talking about building up the neighborhoods. Like, how can I be a pick me for this?
Girl,
like,
they will call you a pick me if you say it, for anything.
Right, but y'all might call us a coon for this, but I don't give a fuck because y'all need to understand, you know, where we stand with this situation now. There was an article that The Root posted in the beginning of last week. Today's Sunday, yeah, obviously last week. And it was talking about D.C. was suing the city for like $1 billion or such because of gentrification. Now, everybody's happy because they're, you know, they're suing. But it's like, my thing, why are y'all happy that the city is getting sued for gentrification and y'all are not going to do what are y'all going to do with that money?
What because you didn't do anything to fix up your neighborhoods. You didn't do anything to get off government assistance. You didn't do anything to uplift the community. So now you're mad that people are realizing this property is going to waste and they're moving in on you. And now you're going to say, well, the government, get the fuck out of here. It's not the government. It's you. You didn't wake up and decide to live this life.
Well, what if people have been trying and they haven't been able to do anything?
Say it again.
What about the people who have been trying, but were not able to or be successful in trying?
The issue is they don't have the numbers. Like, it's like right now, all three of us can go out into our communities and clean up and implement youth programs and do great things for the neighborhood. But at the end of the day, you can't force people to change when they don't want to. Mm. And that's where people abandon the situation and go elsewhere. Not even necessarily abandon it, but they usually spread out and go elsewhere, or they do what they can for the people they want to do, and they get them the fuck up out of the hood, because certain people love the hood life. I know you've been around people who love the hood. They
you tell got you, I'm going to die here. Just get like, very complacent, people that scared to leave, because, you know, when you're conditioned and being used to something, fear is what keeps you there, and fear is what keeps you on the system, because you're so comfortable. Like, why would you leave? Why would you try to make more money
when things are good where they are,
right, and get into a better situation? Like, a lot of our people are complacent like that, but we are not the main ones that are on assistance. White folks is the main ones on assistance. However, considering that it's the Black community, and we all know where the Black community resides, and the white people coming in, a rebuilding and, you know, trying to clean up the city, I'm not against
what I'm done.
I'm really not. It's like, why would you want to continuously keep living in an area to where you're like, it's abandoned buildings, nobody's really coming into the city?
It's fucking depressing. Like,
it's depressing. Like, I'm for gentrification. Like, I'm not against it. I'm for it. You know, bring in the white folks, let them come in, let them build, let them do what they gotta do. But the downside with that is, when they start building, they're pushing out. That's the problem right there.
That's what I was just about to say. But I'm not for gentrification. I'm for improving things.
Right. That's right. Improving the area, but pushing out, they should, but they're not. They shouldn't push people out. However, I also think we should be wanting to excel more than what we're already complacent with. But realistically, if y'all look at it, you can't even afford to live off of a middle class income as it is. So whether or not you have, like, I know, like, single people that rent like $900, and they like, that's a lot, you know, like, mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, like, on one foot, I'm like, okay, it's okay. But then on the other foot, it's like, well, you know, they shouldn't increase the rent, but when you come and build shit, everything else increases. So, I think our people, we should want to do a little bit more than what we're complacent with doing already. That's like, you know, I know we're already working 2 to 3 jobs, but you can excel within your job. You don't have to stay complacent. You can find something else to do. I just want better, you know? I want better to where you don't have to have the white people. Like, the biggest excuse is, oh, you know, they deny people credit loans and shit like that. Well, how's your credit?
What do you do? Like, exactly.
But that's the issue, because we've had this talk before about us teaching and us learning from the past, right? From growing up. The issue is if nobody was taught that, and yes, I get we have Google and all that shit now, right? But if people were never taught that, and you're living in a position where you already have things against you, right? You have, let's say, jail time. You have all this other stuff that's against you that's on your record already, or you have people as in your family that has their name has tainted what you can do around the neighborhood, but you're growing up in that neighborhood.
Your skin color taints what you can do around the neighborhood. Exactly. But how are you able to excel?
Because there's some places that won't hire you. There's some places that you just won't be able to get into that door because of your skin color, your past, whatever the basics may be. The issue that I'm trying to get to is, how do those people that are living in those situations, that are working 2 to 3 jobs, that are trying to excel, but they're not able to excel because you're first off, you're tired. If you are working 2 to 3 jobs, you're just trying to be able to get to work, take care of your family, do whatever you have to do. And then you find out that you're going to have to move out and try to find somewhere else to go. And you already know you don't have the money to be able to move because you're living check to check already. If you're working 2 or 3 jobs, a lot of times you can't get your credit right because you're working all these jobs. Because
you haven't been taught about money, what it all boils down to.
Correct. You haven't been taught about life basics, period. Because when we go to school, when we went to school, they didn't really teach us life basics. They teach you math. They teach you history, whatever they consider history. They teach you all these different type of things, but only recently have they really added economics and all that shit in high school and shit. So you don't really understand.
Wait, what you mean as of recently? I've been out of school almost 10 years and they had economics.
Yeah, okay, that's 10 years though. I'm talking about people.
Well, math beforehand. Was different back then. Yeah, back then with our parents and stuff like that.
That's what I'm talking about teaching wise, because also back then, I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't paying attention to economics. I'm just trying to graduate. You know what I'm saying? There's building blocks that we didn't know, because even for me, when economics was going through, I wasn't thinking about credit. All I'm thinking about is, okay, I gotta graduate and then I gotta find a job after I graduate.
But you know, another thing though, like this is like all of that is very valid, and even like the Cleve Broder story, for instance, like a lot of kids, like, they'll be younger. Their parents can't pay for shit. They're already working 2, 3, 4 jobs. So they see these dope boys. They see the gangs. They see them getting money. They see it as a way to be taken care of. So they go that route. And unfortunately, that name sticks to them. It tarnishes them. And they, you know, they got jumped in this game when they were 10, 11 years old. And now they're not necessarily in the same place they were then, or didn't necessarily join the gang to be a delinquent or to be a menace. They did it for survival, but yet they have this on their shoulder. I totally hear everything you're saying. I do feel like some people are literally stuck. But at the end of the day, our ancestors were free from slavery with no resources, no way to educate themselves. They built monumental towns. We have far more vast, more resources than they had. So to me, we got to get our ass off our shoulders. And on top of it, they were bombed, killed, attacked, murdered for wanting to vote, for wanting to build something. You know how many business owners were killed? You know, predominantly the people hanging from the trees were business owners, people who were opening up things, people were using a barter system, and they came from nothing, literally. Get the fuck off my plantation and go, nothing, and they still built stuff. Do you know how many people didn't know how to read, didn't know how to write, but they educated themselves and kept it moving? Yes, at a young age, you're gonna be confused. Yes, you're gonna stumble through life. No, it's not gonna be easy. But it is up to you. You can only navigate you. It's unfortunately, it is your parents' responsibility to teach you something, but you have to look at the history of Black people, where we came from. During the Civil Rights Movement, we had our predominant Black leaders all killed, all murdered. Any other ones, shut the fuck up, because I'm not trying to get killed either. Then right after that, crack cocaine, boom, 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 and all the shit is just hitting you. Then it's the manipulation of the media, it's the manipulation of hip-hop, it's all this stuff to make you look at yourself in a derogatory sense, to make you hate yourself. But at the end of the day, we know that now. It's 2018. We're not in the 80s. We're not in the 90s. We're not physically going through what they went through. We should be able to look back historically and see the things that our ancestors did, to see the things that our parents did, and learn better. The same person who says, I didn't know what to do. There's a motherfucker who had 2 cracked out parents. There's a motherfucker who came from Dafar. They fucking have bombs over Baghdad in their life, and they come here and they make a difference. Don't know shit. So to me, I'm sorry. In 2018, going on 2019, stop. Get your ass off your shoulders, yo. You got your phone in your hand to tweet, but you can't look up economics because you don't.
But the other thing is too, because I have a coworker, right, who he had to do that shit, right? Mm-hmm. He's in Mexico. He had to freaking learn everything himself, right? He had to teach himself because he didn't have his parents or whatever, right? People that feel like they're self-taught, the other mindset that they have is, if I can do it, you can do it too, but I don't need to teach you how to do it, right?
True.
The other issue that comes with that is, this is the same reason why Trump is in office as well. If you look at a lot of people who feel like, I was able to do it, you should be able to do it too, and I shouldn't have to teach you, you should just figure it out and know how to do it. That's the people that Trump was reeling in. Because he was showing people like, oh, I did this when I was an immigrant, or my father did this when he was an immigrant, da da da, and it came passed down, da da da. But it wasn't the fact that I was taught or whatever. It was, I figured it out, you figured it out too, and then this is how the world should go. And the people that don't figure it out, well, fuck them. They need to get the fuck on.
And I don't agree with that aspect. I think if you learn certain things, if you see somebody, like, for instance, I got a better job, so I reached out to coworkers who I fuck with. I'm not going to reach out to everybody, of course, but people who I fuck with and I know have a good work ethic, I want to see you eat. My friends, if I see something, a good opportunity, I'm going to reach out to you. That's within, you know, that person, how they feel. Some people have a chip on their shoulders. I learned all this stuff. Why the hell should I show you when I had to do it myself? So I do think certain people, especially within the Black community, need to get out of that mentality. But at the end of the day, nobody owes you anything. Nobody owes you anything. Your parents, if they take care of you, you ate and you had the essentials of life and the necessities, then guess what? When you hit 18, according to law, you're on your own. And if they decide, not saying that's right, but if they decide to kick you out, then guess what? That's what they decided, and nobody owes you shit. Unfortunately, that's just it's a dog eat dog world, and people got to wake up and realize that. But like I said, in 2018, that whole nobody taught me, nobody showed me neither. I'm 28 years old, always still learning stuff. I'm still researching every single day. But I realized me being on social media bullshitting ain't doing shit for me. Unless somebody's sending me a check every time I tweet, what's the purpose if I don't have all my shit in a row? If I'm not networking through social media, there's people who do, you know, make that platform work for them. Then there's literally people out there just bullshitting. They just want to go viral. So right. It's like, they the same people right. Cry like, nobody showed, okay. And now, it's like, it's just, to me, I feel like we have too many resources to do that. And I feel like at this point, me and Auntie kind of spoke up on this about gentrification. We try to play victim, but it's a little too late for that. We do it to ourselves at this point. We've seen, far, historically speaking, our people have been through far much worse. And we really sit up here and cry about every little thing now. Every single thing. And it's like this. And meanwhile, the stuff that matters, we barely give attention to, or we turn it into a joke. The stuff that really matters, when there's like a person who was swinging from a tree in Texas and that shit gets no news coverage, well, that's not our time to bitch and to drag people and to drag the judicial system and to drag our leaders and the people we've elected. That's the point, and to make awareness, that's the point. But even then, how long is it going to stay serious?
That's media, though. That's media, though.
You said as far as social media, too?
No, it's media because it's not shown. If nobody knows about it, nobody can say anything about it. The media drives the fact that, hey, this is what we want you to pay attention to. This is what we want you to care about. Then that's what we care about. But if we don't know about it, they hide it. They brush it over. And that's a lot of things with everything just about. Like, we only see what the world wants us to carry about a lot.
But we have to realize.
You're right. But the problem with that is, you know, like, I thought like that a lot. But then I realized, like, there's a lot of, like, resources. There's a lot of resources out here for us to not be so ignorant. We have YouTube, we have Google, we have people that we can talk to all the time, and we can learn.
You have networking. Networking will get you so far.
We have networking. Like, I'm gonna, like, I, like, just by us doing this, these podcast episodes, like, we all teaching each other something. You know what I'm saying? And it's absolutely no reason to why we have to use an excuse. Oh, like she said, we were never taught this. Bitch, we have the internet. What do you mean we was never taught this? Like, a lot of things is like common sense, period. Like, our parents have sat here and they have, you know, we've seen them go through things and we've seen them mention things and whatnot. And then it should just be automatic. Like, maybe this is probably something that's important. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, like, let me look up some information about this. Like, there's no reason why we should be playing victim. There's absolutely no reason why we should still be playing victim in 2018.
At all.
The only reason you should be playing victim is if you really got some felonies and you really just can't do nothing.
Or if you, exactly. If there's people, like, for instance, I see a lot of people who always bash the younger generation, millennials. There are so many millennials doing so many monumental things and implementing so many new technological advances, but nobody gives them attention because it doesn't fit into the narrative. So my point is, those same kids, don't always come from the best backgrounds. You see it, like, around graduation time. This little girl from Chicago, this little boy from yada yada, they get 45 million scholarships because they're just gifted, or because they stuck on the straight and narrow. There's certain things that within yourself, we got to get out of the mindset that somebody owes us something. I remember my drama teacher in high school was like, when you guys grow up, nobody's going to teach you shit because it's not their responsibility. Like, get that out your head. And that's real. That was like one of the realest things the teacher told me. Nobody owes you shit. For real. Even your mom and daddy can get up and walk away from you if they felt so inclined to. Not saying it's right, but it's an option because we all have free will. So at the end of the day, like Auntie said, yeah, you could sit up here. Schools didn't teach it. We all know school's bullshit. Why, how many times have y'all since you, how many, please let me know how many times y'all, how many times you guys pulled out?
I don't know. I'm waiting. I'm at the point now to where I'm waiting for my 6-year old to come home and tell me she got algebra homework. And I've been out of school over 10, like for 10 years. And I barely touched on it when I was in college. So there's
exactly. You used it to entry levels of college and right. of the military. That's when you use that stuff. Other than that, so with that,
they didn't even use it in the military. What the fuck?
I'm talking about the fuck? Who the fuck you said shit?
Oh yeah, I was getting ready to say, like, I ain't learned no type of math in the military.
I've taken the ASVAB a couple times.
Yeah, the ASVAB.
But other than that, like, ain't no math, girl. Unless you got a job that
engineering
circles around it.
Engineering, maybe, but not even.
Yeah, engineering.
Engineering is all about motherfucking trucks and shit. You ain't trying to think about no. Exactly. Diaphragms.
They ain't using no algebra equations to do their job. I'm telling you that. They 9 times out of 10, they just sitting in the office all day punching numbers. And it's not even punching algebra numbers. Just basic punching numbers on a calculator. Yeah. Doing nothing.
It's
so,
percentages. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Percentages.
So that point was to say that we already know public schooling system for the most part is a joke. That's why people who got right. a little bit of money put their kids in private school or they do homeschool because they know it's a joke. And yes, like everything, when people say like white people clearly have an advantage, yes, you're completely right. You are absolutely right. You are 110% right. But guess what? That same advantage and those same people have that privilege, those same people are comfortable in the bubble that they're in, the same people are comfortable turning on the news and seeing another black man gunned down and they put in their head, well, what did he do to deserve it? Ain't gonna do shit for you. They're not gonna do shit for you. Because why would they give up that comfort to help you when they never did? They never have.
That's true.
Just saying.
I mean, but all white people ain't bad. But you know what? When you get into the workforce, corporate America, shit like that, you kind of got to keep your distance.
To me, it's more privilege. When I think of white people, I don't think it's good and evil. I think it's great. Comfort. If I'm comfortable in the position that I'm in, why should I put my life on the line and put my, you know, my luxuries on the line for you? That's how I look at it. That's what I mean by I don't trust white people. I don't feel like they're advocating for us because they haven't.
I don't say it's a race thing. I say it's a privilege thing. It's not race at all, I don't think.
Well, you know what? I'm going to keep it hot. JD's right because you got black folks that do the same
thing.
Exactly.
That's why these
every
same
race,
black,
right. if they're in feminine, a high position,
they like
if
that.
If you're in a high position, if you look at any job anywhere in the world, if you're in a high position, nobody is taking the risk to lose it for somebody else that they feel could either take their spot. They're not going to take the risk on somebody they feel like is going to fuck up their opportunity or that's going to fuck their whole career up. They're not going to do it, regardless.
Exactly, period.
Because they're all about themselves and their family.
They are special. They ain't never, and never, not everybody's Princess Diana, y'all. Like, not everybody's willing to go against the grain. And at the end of the day, like I said, within black people, we do have to get, the more we evolve, it isn't necessarily a race thing. Race was used to make it seem like slavery wasn't so bad. Like, well, they're not people, so it's okay because we need this free labor, so you better get the fuck over it. So at the end of the day, black people, you got to take your emotions out of shit. When I first realized like entire history was a lie, of course I was angry, of course I was upset, of course I was emotional, but then the emotions subsided and I got rational. It's a war. We lost the war. Look at it as any war you've seen. When the victors, they win, they take over, they rewrite history, they replace your religion, and you are pretty much enslaved to them. At the end of the day, so it's a war. So you can sit up here and be like, oh, white people this and white people that. No, because you're saying favorite celebrities or you're saying people who have this political power are shaking hands or smooching with the same motherfuckers because they're comfortable. They don't give a fuck about you.
It's class.
Yeah, it's all about economics. It's all about money. It's all about power. So racism is a tool used to divide the masses, because at the end of the day, there's plenty of white people, plenty of Hispanic people, plenty of Asians, plenty of Indians, Native American and India, who are in the same boat as black people, who aren't comfortable with certain things, but they're going to align themselves with the winning race, with the winning, with the victors. Why not? So either you fight back, or you segregate yourself from it, but also protect yourself at the same time from segregating yourselves, or you align yourselves with them. But you can't play victim, because ain't nobody listening no more.
The best advice I could ever give somebody on how to be able to rub the proper elbows is having a great positive attitude.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The reason I say this is because wherever you go, it doesn't matter if you don't have money. It doesn't matter. It's how you carry yourself. Because if you carry yourself in a position of where you're at, let's say you go to a great neighborhood, right? And you don't know anybody there. But the way that you treat people, and then the fact that you educate yourself in a way of not knowing, or knowing more than just what you've learned, but understanding different cultures, different classes, different understandings of how other people think. You might not always agree with what somebody says, but the fact if you actually take the time to understand somebody's point of view, and you're able to at least touch on that point of view and understand it, you don't always have to have an argument about
something. You don't.
How about if you become friends or can be befriended by somebody and then be able to take that into consideration of what they're saying, you have to talk about your political views at that point. You could agree, like, not agree, but you can say, okay, yeah, I understand that. Okay, I got it. You'll never have to be vocal about how you feel. But once you get that good graces, then people start to want to hear your point of view, want to hear your output, because then they feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Every relationship starts with somebody being comfortable enough to let you in and open up. Until you get that, you will never be able to succeed into a point where you want to succeed in. Because for me, I'm not going to say this is a good thing, but I tend to go to the same stores all the time, right? So if I go to the gas station to go get some Black and Milds, or if I go to a liquor store to go get liquor, right? If they see you all the time, I've gotten to a point where now I start to get free shit now, right? Where I can go in, I can get discounts on liquor, I can get free shit that other people have to pay for, just because of the fact that I've built a relationship with these people here. I've built a relationship with the owner of that store. Like, the fact that you just are able to communicate and be able to befriend people, you can actually move a whole lot quicker in better situations than you can if you just stay to yourself and stay in a little bubble, because that's what you're comfortable with.
That's real, though. And at the end of the day, you'll learn something new getting out of, like, that circle. And intermingling with different people doesn't mean, like, you're necessarily cooning in that aspect. It's when you put Black people down to uplift somebody else by the color of their skin. That's when it gets to cooning. You don't have to say you hate all Black men because you made unwise decisions or because your daddy walked out on your mommy. Not all Black men are shit. Not all white men are perfect. People are people. So when you really get up there and you truly... Because there's people out there... Twitter is a good way to voice your opinion without any necessary real consequence, unless you're, like, dumb enough to really show your face and get fired by saying something real fucked up. But there's people who really think like that, even if it's subconsciously. And if you think that way and you have a child, guess who's going to think that way? Guess who's going to look at themselves and think they're inferior to certain things? And it shouldn't be that way in any way, shape, or form. And it's the same with even being around Black people who hate themselves. Black people are so fucking negative sometimes. Like, I remember growing up and thinking, like, I never did it, but thinking, like, damn, I might not want to get any darker, or damn, I don't like my hair, or my family talking about my weight when it went up and down. It's just like, they're always nitpicking about stupid shit. So you don't have to necessarily surround yourself with Black people to be quote-unquote pro-Black, because they could be toxic as fuck. You just surround yourself with good people, learn different things, and like JD said, keep that positive-ass attitude, because me... I'm not gonna lie, I used to have this thing where I gave you the same energy as you've given me, and it didn't work in my favor with the jobs at all. Don't give them the same energy. Brush that shit off and act like you on stage and you just playing a role right now. And then you'll get further in life. I promise. Just gotta know how to navigate through shit. That's why there's them damn, you know, millionaires who never went to school. They know how to navigate through life.
Yep, that's all it is. That's all it is.
That's it. And there's not really a handbook for that, though, JD. Like, that's why there's people with PhDs who are in so much debt. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're making all this money per se, but there's hella money getting kicked back out because they didn't necessarily understand the steps it took to become a successful person with finances. We're always taught, go to school, get a degree. But now we're realizing that's not necessarily the way to go.
Yeah, because what happens is when we grow up, we're taught that you have to have a job, you have to move up the ranks.
Yeah.
But then if you look at when you're at work and somebody new comes in, right? You've been there for 5 years, somebody new comes in, and then they're your boss. You're like,
what the fuck?
You didn't even do anything. But then you start noticing that they're friends with the CEO and shit like mm-hmm. that. It's like, okay. Because it's a lot of times with business, it's who you know, not what you know.
This is the truth. Networking, man.
Because
networking,
they can always teach you. They can always teach you how to do the job. But do they like you enough to deal with you for the job is the question.
This is true. And also sometimes like with companies, I realize a lot, I was talking about this, I think, to my cousin the other day. With companies, I realize the longer people have been there, the shittier they get treated. But a new hire will get treated better. Leave the fuck out of that company. If they ain't treating you right, keep on looking. Keep on searching. You don't owe nobody shit. Nowadays, it used to be, you know, longevity with a company. They look out for you, get blessed, you know. Them days are gone. You'll fuck around, yeah. They'll let you go like 2 years before you're retired. So at the end of the day, go with who's going to make it happen for you. And also, you don't have to necessarily work for anybody. If you have the intelligence and you have the savvy and you have the drive to actually educate yourself, you could start a business. That's just something that I feel like as though the government doesn't want self-sufficient people. If there's too many business owners, then how can I keep... If there's too many people who are rising above the middle class, who they going to suck the taxes from? Who we going to fucking... We need a working class. We need people to be in this, like, hamster in the wheel mentality. So y'all got to realize there's just certain things that are just played into growing and elevating and realize, like I said, like, I always think about the newly freed slaves and how successful they were and still creating certain things, how difficult that had to be because they had no guidance and they just had to figure it out. And sometimes I feel like we have the wrong guidance, but we're trying to figure it out. So we're conflicted thinking I'm not doing the right thing or I'm stupid or I need to graduate or I need to get my degree. When all actuality, you're just taking your path. We also do the comparison thing. Just because so-and-so went and got a degree,
that messes everybody up.
Social media, that's what too. That comparison shit. Don't compare yourself to nobody else. That's not your story. You got your own story. You got your own path you got to go on at the end of the day. And maybe this little rough patch you're going through is a lesson. It's going to make you better. So it's like, it's just many factors in which I think a lot of people like to lean on as an excuse when all actuality, you have the tools to be successful. And yeah, you may go through a rough patch. The same person you see who is a CEO of a company went through some shit. They just don't necessarily, they're going to tell you when it's used to their advantage, basically. When they can sell a book to you, they're going to tell you their rough patch. But yeah, people go through shit. The same people you look up to who think they're perfect, they're going through their own shit. You just got to stay on your own path and realize what's good for you. And don't go into something for money. You'll fuck around and be miserable. You rich as shit and miserable as hell. Like, golly, I'm fucking disgusted. So that happens
a lot, but we'll go ahead. We'll talk about that on another episode. But overall, just a recap of everything.
That was like a productive-ass episode. I feel like that was very productive,
and I was listening. Right, very positive. So with that being said, y'all need to prosper. Yes. Y'all need to grow. Y'all need to stop being complacent. We're not all victims. Just because something's not working out at the moment don't mean that white people hate you and they're holding you back. It might not just be your time. Patience is a virtue. Patience is everything. So, you know, y'all got time to get yourselves together. It's nothing but resources out there to understand and to figure out exactly, you know, what it is that you need to know. Stop blaming our parents, our baby booming parents on, or your millennial parents on why you guys.
Because they ain't know it either. They were struggling too. Shit.
Right. Like, you know, we're all not perfect. Every step that we take, every year that we're here, we're growing. We're learning something new. And there's no reason why we should be putting blame on anything. However, there's an exception with the people that just don't have the positive people in their life or people that can talk to you or what have you. You know, you should find an outlet to discuss, you know, certain things. Don't be scared to talk to people. You'll be surprised how much information you find out just by talking to people.
And
just
have like, open mind.
Have an open mind for sure.
Right. When I went to my trainer on Monday, I didn't even know the lady that... Wait, what is today?
Today is Sunday.
Oh, shit. I am, like, so thrown off. When I went to my trainer yesterday, I didn't know that the lady that he was training, she was an immigrant, and she just was touching up... She was giving us information on what the immigration laws and stuff like that, and it was like we were sitting there just listening. Like, even though I knew some of the information, it just started to make a lot of sense. And you realize that when you talk to people, you have to have an open mind when you talk to people. If you have a closed mind and you're stuck in your opinions, that's why a lot of people don't progress. They're not open to understanding. They don't want to learning. They're not open. Right. They don't want to. And then they're sitting here blaming other people. That's your fault that you don't want to listen. You can stay ignorant, but at the end of the day, you'll realize staying ignorant ain't gonna make you no money. It's not gonna keep your bills paid, and you're not gonna progress. You're just gonna be miserable like the motherfuckers that sit online every day, all day, making think pieces on
which black is crazy folks, because they be black men. That's another thing. Stop idolizing them. They be in their own shit. Like I said, that one lady, how you go from bashing black men and saying all this like erratic, extreme bullshit to then simultaneously begging for money? Like, these motherfuckers say that stuff to get a rise, to keep continuously going viral, so they can get the support. And when they get the support, they're gonna ask the dumbass for a dollar. And guess what your stupid ass gonna do? You're gonna give it to him. So it's like, stop worshiping these people who, at the end of the day, they might not even feel that way. They just saying some shit to get people riled up, to go, like, a lot of people say wild, outlandish shit just to go viral. That's their goal. Viral, viral, viral. So it's like, you got to
age. It's a lot of people that do that.
It's crazy.
And I be looking at them like, bro, y'all boring and shit. Like, there's absolutely no way. Y'all need to go. Y'all need to get off. Y'all need to get some energy. Yeah. Y'all need to disappear for a little bit, because y'all up here, most of them folks ain't even living by what they saying. And a lot of people be, you know, following it. And, you know, I'm not no saint. I learn. I make mistakes. We all made mistakes. You know what I'm saying? But... You know, at the end of the day, like, you got to kind of figure out who actually
is real,
learn, and who's real. Like, a lot of the motherfuckers y'all be cult following. Like, I'm not going to drop no names, but them bitches be lying, and they just doing it to get a reaction.
Even the HIV dude, the one who was that, like, I feel like he does shit. Like, when I first seen that shit, I was like, there's that homo dude.
Like,
oh, well,
I mean, yeah, there's an extent to trolling, you know?
Yeah,
like,
it took too far, for sure. Account.
But sometimes you just gotta be like, man, do I really need to troll? Is it really necessary? Like, a lot of them, they just be trolling just to get a rise, just to get them retweets. It's like orgasmic to them.
It is.
Weird. But either way, tomorrow we got an interview.
Hey.
Y'all litty.
Yeah,
are the interviews good?
Interview.
Like, how is it? Have you gotten to a bad artist yet?
They're not bad. They're good. I haven't had any negative feedback from them. So, I mean, I'm just giving them a platform to utilize. My platform and I Am Hip Hop Magazine platform. So they have another outlet that they can push their music and you know, and stuff like that. But it's great to see artists and seeing, and not seeing, but listening to, you know, their story and see how open-minded they are. That's really why I be interviewing them, to see if they actually open-minded.
If they are as artistic as they portray themselves to be.
Right. That's what I said. Talking is everything. Y'all be surprised. So other than that, and then we got two more episodes this week about marriage. And I don't fucking know.
Does this include the gentrification one? Because I think it was marriage and gentrification, but you kind of dusted it.
No. Actually, hold on. Let me look real quick before we disperse. Give me a second. We got an interview tomorrow. Wait, what
today's
is
Sunday?
You want to interview tomorrow?
Yeah, I got my dates mixed up. I'm so retarded, but it's an interview and then marriage on Wednesday, and then JD's leaving us, and then we got our shows in July.
JD, are you married?
Nah.
You were?
Yeah.
No, like, what are you, like, bro, we're talking about this on Wednesday, can we wait?
I was just, because when we first did mental health, I could have sworn you said he was with somebody, but he, like, drops a little shit that's like, are you, nigga? Because I mean, we all gotta live.
Yeah, we'll talk about all this on Wednesday. So
he be sponsored, bitches. That's what it is. He be sponsored. Oh,
look, listen, check this out. You're not gonna do my best friend like this, but we're gonna do that episode. This is episode 23. So I'm not gonna play with her. We gotta go because she's gonna get cut. So
keep that Jersey shit up there. It's hot down here. We move a little slow.
Yeah, y'all just slow periods the South. However, yeah, so we'll be back on. We'll be back tomorrow. So y'all have a good night.
All right, bye, y'all.
All right, good night.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.